We are presently actually training community peace ambassadors who are intervening in their local communities with this particular instrument. We have trained already 30, that is 10 men and 20 women, and we have certified them and handed over a community handbook, which is a simplified version of the international instrument, because we've made it in a way that they can easily use it and adapt it to their communities.
What are some of the activities that you take these young women through to help equip them regarding capacity building, to help them be effective in their communities where the conflict is still raging?
We provide them with basic needs. We provide a training on psychological, and we offer also psychosocial support. We also improve their skills on communication and improve their knowledge on the principle of neutrality. We also help them to be better ambassadors of peace and nothing but peace, because we provide them with knowledge on international instruments like what we have just done on Resolution 1325. We are giving them a handbook, which is a tool that they are going down to use. We have certified them. They have a certificate that supports their work in the communities. And we continuously monitor and provide assistance to them as they carry out this work in their various communities.
With the training that these young men and women are undergoing, how effective do you think they will be in helping to end the conflict?
With this training, we expect both of them to be able to mainstream what they have learned, taking into account and into consideration how the conflict is affecting both genders. We are very happy because the male trainees in particular have had the opportunity to understand what the women go through, and also to see how they can effectively collaborate to see that this happened. It is the same thing with the women. They are also happy that for once they have the opportunity to speak out with people in a kind of a level ground who are now understanding their challenges. We understand that out there, the people who are at the forefront of the crisis or the conflict are also both men and women. So having these trainees going down there as mediation activists, they are meeting their kind. And it's but normal that when a man talks to a man and a woman talks to a woman and both of them mix, it gives us exactly what we want.
How does the organization monitor the progress of these trained men and women? What are some of the mechanisms implemented in order to be effective in monitoring their progress in helping to stop this conflict?
One of the strategies that we are maintaining on ground is the formation of peace clubs. So each of these community peace ambassadors is going back to form a peace club in his or her community that will constitute at least 10 members. In this club, they will be able to pass on the lessons that we have impacted on them at this level. Talking about how we intend to follow up these clubs, we have a harmonized action plan which each club will adopt. One other strategy we are also adopting is that we are already in a one big WhatsApp group where we actually communicate on daily basis. So at any moment, we know what is happening in any local community and we can advise accordingly. They are connected in this WhatsApp group and they are sharing their work, their success stories, as well as their challenges, and getting feedback and support from each other.